John and Yoko and the Plastic Ono Band and the Flux Fiddlers and the Harlem Choir. And the janitor, I think, is on there, too. Happy Christmas, war is over. The Harlem Community Choir. You will find the ultimate mix of that song on the ultimate mix of Imagine that was released just in 2018. The original song, of course, was from 1971. I know that was 71, not 1970, like it says on this little thing here. I know it for sure. It was released December 3rd, 1971. So there. Ringo Starr, title track from his brand new album called What's My Name, just out. Joe Walsh and Greg Filagainis. Oh, he has a great band on this record. Unbelievable. It is high noon, 12, straight up high noon, 12 o'clock. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Normally streaming worldwide on WMFO.org. Don't go there now because it's down. Someone forgot to pay a bill, I guess, is what I heard. But anyway, it'll be back next semester or something. Hopefully before then. Anyway, high noon. That means it's medication time. And so it's Detox Mansion. So, Alanis Morissette. Remember Alanis Morissette? Lovely Canadian woman. She has a brand new record due out called Such Pretty Folks on the Road that will be released conveniently on May 1st, 2020. But we do have an advance single from it. Lucky for us. And it's called Reasons I Drink, which is also convenient for us. 91.5 WMFO.
I drink, the reasons I tell everybody I'm fine even though I am not. These are the reasons I overdo it. I have been working since I can remember, since I was single digits. Now, even though
yeah. don't know just where I'm going. But I'm going to try for the kingdom if I can, 'cause it makes me feel like I'm a man. When I put a spike into my vein, then I tell you things aren't quite the same. Just like Jesus' son, and I guess I just don't know, and I guess that I just don't know. To try to nullify my life, 'cause when the blood begins to flow, when he shoots up the chopper's neck, when I'm closing in on that I was born 1,000 years ago. I'd sailed the darkened seas on a great big clipper ship, going from this land here to that. I'd put on a sailor's suit and cap.
Thank you.
taking me back to high school days, the Rolling Stones, Dancing with Mr. D for Goat's Head Soup, 1973. That came out, 91.5 WMFO. Yeah, Lou Reed before that did Heroin, of course. That was the version from Rock and Roll Animal. Just 13 minutes long. What's the problem with that? Why can't you play 13-minute songs on the radio? I want to know. Alanis Morissette started us off brand new. Reasons I Drink is the name of the song. Just a single out right now, but she'll be releasing her next album, Such Pretty Folks in the Road, on May 1st in 2020. So that was the medication time songs. Too much medication for Uncle Bob. 12:23. Yeah. We don't have much time left in Detox Mansion unless somebody doesn't show up, and I might go long because I prepared and I got a stack of stuff here. And we got some new people checking in on Detox Mansion. Let's see what's going on there. Destiny loving the show. Woohoo! Like that. Let's see. We have. Okay. Too many distractions. Good listen. Okay. So anyway, I was asking about if anybody liked that Alanis Morissette. I liked it. I thought it was a good song. She still doesn't rhyme anything, which is fine. Somehow it works. She makes it work. I'm going to definitely be listening to that song again because I liked it. Anyway, if you have especially a Christmas song, a holiday song, Hanukkah song, I'm not doing that one. The Adam Sandler. No. Nix that idea. But anything else, maybe Dreidel by. Because we need to, there are things other than Christmas. Dreidel by Don McLean, maybe. What do you think? Well, whatever. It's no football. Well, I mean, the NFL is on. We got to find out. Let's see. The Ravens are playing, right? We need the Ravens to lose. They're awfully good. They're not going to lose. But anyway, we have a sunshine mixed with some clouds today. It's kind of a milky sky, but there's plenty of shadows out there outside our studio right now. High temperature around 44 degrees. Tonight, clear, low around 35. Tomorrow, I love this. Tomorrow, sunshine. High of 56 Monday night, mostly clear, low around 34. And then Tuesday, sunshine, high around 40. That's Christmas Eve. And Christmas Day, let's see if I can quickly get a Christmas Day forecast for us in Boston area. And Wednesday, December 25th, partly cloudy, high around 44. Yeah, that works for me. Currently on the campus of Tufts University, we do have 40 degrees.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, I do, but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
All right, 12:27, Detox Mansion visiting hours. I guess it's 33 minutes left. And it can go longer because, the music of girls, I mean, ladies, women. Did I say girls? I didn't mean that. I'm sorry. The music of women, if you want to take the day off, just go ahead. I'll sort of sit around and play tunes because I'm in the mood. And there's no, because there's, the Patriots aren't playing. So what the hell? What the hell? What the heck? Okay, so holiday songs. Robbie Robertson decided to write a holiday. I haven't actually heard this yet. I read about it. He decided, because, you know, he listened to Fox News and they're complaining that, you know, there's a war on Christmas and you're not allowed to say Merry Christmas. Of course you're allowed to say Merry Christmas. If you're talking to someone, you know that they celebrate Christmas, absolutely, go Merry Christmas. All we're saying is that, you know, you're talking to a group of people, you don't know what they are, what they religion they follow, or, you know, what dogma they, you know, follow. So they could be Jewish, they could be Muslim, you know, who knows. So you just say happy holidays, because everyone's got a holiday around here in town. Happy Kwanzaa. You know, it's just, there's so many things it could be. So anyway, Robbie Robertson decided to write a song about it, and I'm going to play it. First time for me hearing it. Maybe you've heard it before, but it's called, so I don't dare push the button until I'm ready to play it. Happy Holidays. Robbie Robertson, 91.5 WMFO. Go. Well, you're supposed to go once I push the button. There we go.
Milk and cookies, 'cause by the time it gets round to us, he won't be able to get his fat ass down the chimney. Happy, happy, happy holiday. Happy holiday. Happy, happy, happy holiday to one and all. To one and all. Children stay up too late and teach them the things they ought to know, like how to give and don't be greedy and never ever eat yellow snow. Happy, happy, happy holiday. Happy, happy, happy holiday. Happy, happy, happy holiday. Cry from over the rooftops, neath a winter sky. Well, that's all right, 'cause neither have I. I'm down in Los Angeles with the sunshine in my eyes. Thank you.
Before we begin, I just need to know that I have your undying loyalty.
In a town where loyalty is king.
Y'all don't know who you messing with.
Where the line between right and wrong is blurred, and justice is anything but blind, one thing reigns supreme.
It's Detox Mansion with Bob Angel.
That's all it is.
On 91.5 WMFO.
There's been no collusion, no obstruction.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
And virtually everybody agrees to that.
I don't think so, pal.
to shake it. A cane of change, it's all good, no worries. It's all feeling, no thinking. Midnight baking, lots of love making. We got the cure for all your pain or frustration.
I'm gonna lose my mind.
.5 WMFO, go crazy. G Love and Special Sauce, brand new, featuring Keb Mo there with Go Crazy. The new album's called The Juice. It'll be out on January 17th. Funny, we're getting we have release dates, you know, on our, if you follow along on the, you know, the little screens that you have if you're streaming, you have release dates of 2020 now. We've played two of them so far today. Anyway, before that, it was Fine Young Cannibals, She Drives Me Crazy, which was a much shorter song than I remember, from 1988's The Raw and the Cooked. Jethro Tull, Ring Out Solstice Bells. Hey, it's the first day of winter. It actually, the solstice actually happened at 11:39 last night, Eastern Time. So you got to play the solstice bells in winter solstice, so... That's from Songs from the Wood, 1977, of course, from Jethro Tull. And Robbie Robertson with Happy Holidays. It's just a single that he put out because it's okay to say Happy Holidays. It doesn't mean you're anti-Christmas. Stupid people. Anyway. so let's get in as much as we can. I haven't seen any sign of the show coming in after me yet, but so let's just keep playing. We got brand new music now from a band called the Teskey Brothers. This is kind of a bluesy kind of thing going on. Their album is called Run Home Show. And they have a song called So Caught Up. 91.5 WMFO. 91.5 WMFO, Billy Squire, 1983, Christmas is the time to say I love you. Just checking my playlist from today. I've given Capitol Records way too much business today. It's a Capitol Records kind of day. Anyway, I miss Billy Squire. I always liked Billy Squire. Smithereens before that, Only a Memory from their 1988 album Green Thoughts. And the Teskey Brothers, brand new, So Caught Up from their album Run Home Slow. Well, 12:56, and I think I'm leaving. We'll see. If I'm here after the song, we'll find out. But, man, I've played a lot of Christmas music today. I haven't done this in a long time because it just rubbed me the wrong way. But the thing about it is I haven't heard Christmas music all season long, and so I've sort of enjoyed it today. But how could you have Christmas without the waitresses? A little Christmas wrapping. 91.5 WMFO. Detox Mansion 2 weeks. See ya.